Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world been this week? Has it been as crazy as mine? A lot of stuff is going on. I'll tell you what. You watch the news, you watch different things that are happening around your town, you watch all kinds of stuff happening around the world, and you're thinking, this place is going nuts. I think I'm living in an asylum. Yeah. A crazy house, you know? Sometimes I wonder if there are a lot of people running around without any brains. Well, probably are. Anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. You're welcome to it. But we're right here on the Trim Radio Network, and we've got a pretty good show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about bloopers. There have been a lot of bloopers around, and they don't really show them, but I've got them. So stay tuned with all that. But before we get going here, I have to do the disclaimer, because if I don't, oh boy, the powers that be are probably going to nail me for that. So anyhow, nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt. I mean a big grain. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information considered or contained in this broadcast. Any persons or information contained in this broadcast and characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out, and tell your friends about us, because we're live every Wednesday. Hey, did you bring your own beverage, and do you have your snacks? What kind of snacks do you like to have? Do you like popcorn? Oh, you don't like popcorn, but you'd rather have your beer? Or you'd rather have your favorite beverage? Do you have a pet? If you're sitting on the couch and you've got your food or your snacks and you've got your drink, is the pet next to you wanting some food? You know, they always like to bum food from you. They like to sneak it. It's interesting. Well, anyhow, I don't have any pets around me right now, so they won't be looking for any food. So we can get on with the show, can't we? Enjoy your time with us and sit back and relax. That's the big thing about tonight. We're not going to get into any financial data or anything like that because we don't have to, okay? Let's see what we're going to do here. If I can share my screen, and that's called hitting the right button. I always have to do that. We have a lot of different things. Oh, well, we have on the screen our Facebook page. Yeah. And I didn't mean for that to come up, but we'll just go ahead and do it. We do have a Facebook page. We have our members in here. If you want to join us, all you have to do is hit the red button when we get to the Trim Radio Network. But anyhow, we do have our Facebook page. And of course, if you like popcorn like she does, enjoy it. Do you have butter with it? Or maybe some caramel corn? I used to love caramel corn. But anyhow, you can join us. And we put up the show as soon as we're finished, because we are on YouTube and Rumble. So you can check out all of our past shows. You can also check out the other shows on the Trim Radio Network. And here we are, speaking of that. And nobody really knows the history of the Trim Radio Network. And according to this, this is a shortened version, but every great venture often starts with a spark, a shared passion, a late night idea, or desire to build something new. For Trim Radio Network, our story began not in a boardroom, not from the genuine camaraderie. Oh, well, yeah, it was camaraderie. Yeah. A bunch of guys getting together, okay? And we got together and we had some broadcast experience and we decided to do our own thing, because both Michael and I and Roscala, we happened to be on a different network, and we decided to go ahead and do our own. And it went from there. and we're based basically in the Columbia, South Carolina area, and we get all of our server time out of that location. And I'll tell you what, we go worldwide. The other was kind of local and a little bit on the internet, but not as much as what we do here. So basically it was Michael Bejas and Wiscala Stefan and myself getting together and talking about setting up a network. And it fostered from there. It really did. And so that's about us. Now, who are the creators or the leadership? Well, if you want to put a face with what we do, right here, Michael Bejas, he's the founder and CEO. He had basically the original idea of doing this. There was Wiscala Stefan, chief operating officer and computer guru. Okay. Michael Bejas can build them and Wiscala Stefan can fix them. He's very good at what he does. Also, then there's me, the good old nice guy. I'm the chief relationship officer, whatever that is. I guess I'm supposed to help people like our shows, but we already like our shows. And then we have Victoria Smith, who's our chief marketing officer. And Victoria is a super person. And, you know, we always communicate. But generally, I send text messages to Victoria, and we do different things. And so anyhow, that's the four people that really do the network, okay? So now you know a little bit of the history of our group. But we're more than that. You know, we have shows. And the shows that we have, we click on those. Let's see if the magic box works. It's been slow sometimes. Are we going to go? Oh, it's being stubborn tonight. Well, we have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Life Walk with Christ God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesday, 8 p.m., live. We have the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. I'm going to get rid of that box. I'll bring it back in a minute here. And then we also have Offsides, Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We have the Positude Podcast. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. Those are on Saturday. And then also we have the Red Pill Reality Show on Saturday with Wiscala Stefan. And I'll tell you what, it's a good show. I've been on it before. Doing a little commentary and so forth, but it starts at 9 o'clock and ends at midnight, and it's a good show. It really is. So you want to check him out. We still have some slots, and if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is contact us. You hit that little red button over here on the right side, and it says, hey, we're here to help you with your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with other show hosts, and anything else we can do to help. Put your name, your phone number, including your area code, and then say, hey, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. How do I do it? Here's my email address. Here's my cell phone number. And let's get together. And then send the message. That's all you have to do. Somebody will get back with you. And we'll go from there. You know, I've talked to some people and they're interested in doing their own show right here on the Trim Radio Network. Why? Because we go out all over the world. And that's what we want to do. We want to get the word out. We cut the bull and serve the truth. Well, except on this show because, well, we serve the bull. No, I'm kidding. What we do is we actually have some fun here. We kick back a little bit and have fun. And that's the reason for this show. Normally, I talk about finance, and that gets to be a little, it's interesting, but it's also boring. You know what I mean? Well, how do you support the show? Well, you shop. And if you click on shop and the boxes start to work, which they're not doing it, there we go. They're slow tonight for some reason. Buy the merchandise. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got the Money and Change t-shirts. We've got the Money and Change jugs, travel handles. mugs. We've got polo t-shirts, other t-shirts, and so forth. We have all kinds of stuff. All you have to do is just contact us. There we go. We've got hats. We've got beanies. We've got the rubber cases for AirPods. You provide the AirPods, we give you the waterproof case, okay? That's how you support the shows, because airtime ain't cheap. Trust me, it's not cheap at all. I know there are people out there going, oh, he said ain't. He said, I can't believe he said ain't. Well, I'm just having a little fun with it because we can have fun tonight, because airtime is not cheap. It isn't. And so if you go ahead, you can donate to the show. Just contact us and they'll tell you how to donate to the show. Or you can buy the merchandise, because everything that we get from selling merchandise goes to pay for airtime. And airtime ain't cheap. And you can also advertise with us. All you have to do is just contact us, and Victoria will help you out and get you set. Okay? So that's the Trim Radio Network. And we're on other formats too, not only YouTube, but we're also on Rumble and Spotify and a bunch of other things. I think iHeartRadio has us. And so you can check us out. Okay? But that's the Trim Radio Network. And right after this show, I will take the YouTube show that we're recording right now, and I will put it on our Facebook page. So if you can't get it on Facebook, you can get it on YouTube, or you will be able to get it on Rumble. And Rumble always comes out the next day for some reason. YouTube is like almost instantaneous. That's a big word. Wow, we've already talked about our website. You can join us. Just go to that little red dot and click on it and say, I want to join either Money and Change or My World, and click on that, send the information, and we'll get you listed, okay? Well, what's going on? Consumer sentiment cracking amid government shutdown. 17% of Americans delay major purchases, according to a survey. I don't know about you, but yeah, money's tight and times are hard. And a lot of people are beginning to feel it. Not only people working for the government, but people like you and me, the average Joe Schmoes. You know, you go to Walmart and you look at prices. You go to Kroger's and you look at prices. And other stores, and you know, you're paying more for whatever you're getting. And some of it is made overseas, and some of it is made in the United States. And sometimes you have to get tariff price increases and so forth. Times are getting a little bit tight. So, you know, you have to watch how you spend your money. And I think people are realizing that. You can't put yourself into debt all the time and just pay off the basic amount, because you're going to have to pay that interest too. It sounds like I'm doing Money and Change, but no, I thought I'd bring this out because, you know, you go out to eat, what used to be $5 or $6 at a different sandwich shop, for example, might be now close to $9. Well, how did it get that way? Well, it's inflation. And the government prints a lot of money, and it lessens the value of the dollar. And that's why we're paying more when you go out to eat. Instead of cooking in, you're paying more for gasoline because of increased taxes. You're paying more for a lot of different things. And it's scary. So, you know, watch how you spend your money. And watch how you save your money, because you have to save money. Get out of debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food in case something happens with the economy. You have to feed yourself, and don't expect social agencies and the government to help you, because they probably won't. Something to think about there. Well, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. I saw this article, and this was in Yahoo, and they were talking about 14 essentials Amish people use to thrive even without electricity. You know, a lot of us depend on electricity. We depend on electricity for the show. We depend on electricity to light our homes and businesses. We depend on electricity maybe to heat your house if it's electrically heated, or to run the blower on your furnace that may be a gas furnace. Yeah, we depend on electricity. And the Amish thrive without it. It's interesting. So I saw this article. I just thought I'd bring it up. You know, they use cast iron cookware. Do you have any cast iron pots? You know, you have to season them and you have to clean them out, but you never, I guess, really want to wash them. And if you do, you have to re-season them, but they're great for cooking and they hold their temperature. I guess they're pretty good. I think I've got one, but I use that on my grill. And I don't really use it in the house, just on the grill. Well, what else do we have? Reliable personal water supply. Yeah, they do have that. And I'll tell you what, with the water supply that we have here in town, yeah, we have a water treatment plant. It's fairly new. But I'll tell you what, there's something in the water that gives it a taste, like a chlorine taste, but they don't use chlorine. They use sodium hypochlorite, big words. But I filter my water with a pure filter, and then I put it through a Berkey water filtration system with two charcoal filters, and then it goes into the fluoride filters, and then from there it goes into the container that holds that water, and that's what I use to drink. That's what I use when I'm cooking. Now, I don't use to wash with it, but I use that system to provide drinking water, okay? And I love it. I've had that Berkey system for probably 10 years. And it's been good. And yeah, you have to change the filters every, I think it's 4,000 gallons. Okay, that can be a long time for some people. And so I use that. They always come up with a good, reliable personal water supply because they're basically off the grid. Okay, they use heirloom seeds when you plant your crops in the spring. Go ahead and use heirloom seeds. Just don't go to Home Depot and buy their seeds because they're not heirloom seeds, because these seeds you can use again and again and again and again. It's a good way to save money too. They have homemade canned and preserved foods. And you can see by the picture here. And I'll tell you what, they know how to can, they know how to preserve, and that's a good thing. Maybe we all ought to start doing that. They use oil lamps and lanterns. You know, if the power goes out here, I don't have a problem. I've got four coal oil or oil lamps that I can use. I've got battery-operated flashlights and lamps that are available. And if I have to, now I could go out to my shed and I have solar lights out there. And I have a solar panel on the roof and I can go out there and I have two big solar lights that light up the interior of the shed. And it's great. It really is. So you could live off grid. So if the power goes out, at least you have heat and you also have light with the kerosene or the oil lamps. What else is going on? Wood burning stove. I don't have one of those, but I do have a kerosene stove that I can use. I keep it stored and I keep the kerosene for the stove and I can bring it in and use it. What else is going on? Durable functional work clothes. Yeah, functional work clothes. You don't want to go out there dressed in a suit and start picking vegetables, do you? You know, you have a good pair of jeans and good work shirt. Anymore, those are getting expensive too. High quality manual hand tools, rakes, shovels, axes, saws, and so forth. Don't depend on your power tools. Natural and herbal remedies. That's something to read up on. And I'll tell you what, one person I know, which is Rachel, which is the Patriot nurse, She does a lot of that, and she talks about that on YouTube. So you want to check her out. That's the Patriot Nurse on YouTube. And also the root cellar for food storage. I don't have one of those because I live in the city, and I don't know if I have the capability of doing that in my backyard. Also, hand-powered kitchen appliances. Yeah, where would we be without a toaster, without electric oven, blenders, and things like that? So, you know, you have to have hand-powered kitchen appliances on hand. Heavy wool blankets. How many blankets do you have? Because it's starting to get cold out here in Ohio. I think our temperature tonight will get down into the 40s. And so with that, you know, we have the comforters and so forth. I have an electric blanket. Well, if the electricity goes out, I've also got other blankets to put on, insulated blankets that I can use. But how many heavy wool blankets do you have? And the last thing, animal husbandry skills. Yeah, about raising chickens, about taking care of any animal. Do they have feed? Do they have proper bedding? Are you taking care of them? That's the important point, taking care of your animals. A tight-knit community. Talk to your neighbors and, you know, get to know your neighbors and get to know your community and your church, because they can help out. And I'll tell you what, you know, I don't care if you're Catholic or you're Jewish or you're Protestant or whatever. Network. Get to know people. You know, I have some friends that are LDS, better known as Mormons, even though they don't really want to call themselves that anymore. But I know some of them, and they're very good at taking care of things in an emergency or self-help with food and items like that. They're good, industrious people, and they're very religious. Trust me, they are very religious. And, you know, that's what you do with community, you know, and take a note on a more resilient life. You don't have to dress like the Amish or the Mennonite. You don't have to dress like them. But they have some good traits as far as doing things. You can find that out on Yahoo. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, speaking of LDS, I watched this Tuesday, and they had one of their presidents passed away, and they had the funeral. And I thought, well, okay, I'll watch it and see what's going on. And I was watching it, and all of a sudden, you know, they're in this humongous convention center or whatever. It was gigantic. I could believe a building that holds over 20,000 people. I think there were 22,000 people there. Could you imagine a building that size? That size of an auditorium? I've never been in anything that big. And, you know, I watched the services and so forth, and they were very solemn, which they should be. But it was interesting to see the whole thing with the choir and all the music and so forth. It was interesting to watch. But it's a side of the LDS you really don't see. Oh, people ask me about GMRS radios. And I'll tell you what, guys. Yeah, I have one. This is an Ocean 935G Plus. Yeah, I have one. It has a Nagoya 771G antenna. With this, I can talk 35 miles to the repeater based on my location. And my license cost me $35 for 10 years. That's $3.50 a year. And anybody in my family can use it. You know, mom, dad, sister. I imagine even cousins or grandparents can use it too, okay? As long as they behave and use the rules. But I thought I would put up here mygmrs.com, and you can learn about GMRS. You can get a GMRS license by filling out the forms, and you can register free, and you can find out, for example, any place in the United States where there are repeaters. And guess what? This is the United States. And if I start looking for things, let's say I want to go to Dayton, Ohio, and find out how many repeaters are there. There they are. or I want to go to Columbus, Ohio, or I want to go to Indianapolis or Farmer City, Philo, wherever that is, Lafayette, Indiana, Greencastle, Indiana. You know, I can click on that and find out the frequency and whether or not I can access it. And you can do that throughout the United States. So, for example, in Ohio, we have 47 repeaters. Indiana has 35. Illinois has 26. Up around Chicago, they're like 53. And maybe around New York is 121. That's a lot of repeaters. So people say, well, can you get out very far on repeaters on GMRS? Check it out. Check out the website. It's mygmrs.com. Oh, yeah. You thought I wouldn't talk about the University of Findlay? I am. But guess what? Findlay, Ohio? Check it out. And, oh, what did I lose? Did I lose that? Oh, my goodness. There was a student that was going to talk about the University of Findlay, and I don't know if I can get her back. Can I get her back? Let's see. I don't need to see all. I just need to see that one. Well, anyhow, they had a center, and they brought in counselors. They were talking about the University of Findlay. And they have a good deal going. A lot of stuff going on at the University of Findlay. Too bad I couldn't have that video because it was a good one from a student. Wow. Let's get on to some fun stuff. I've got bloopers, and I told you I had bloopers. And the bloopers can come from all the different shows. I wish we could get bloopers from back during the times when Laurel and Hardy were around, or Red Skelton's bloopers. And what are bloopers? Well, it's like little mistakes that they have when they start to read their lines or do the show. And they really mess up and they have to do it over again and over again. Mrs. Brown's Boys, which was an English comedy, they had a lot of bloopers in their shows. Some of the bloopers we cannot play here in the United States because they violate the 7 broadcast rules, which I won't go into. You can check out George Carlin and the 7 deadly sins, nasty sins of broadcasting. 7 nasty words. But anyhow, here's Betty White. Check this one out.
I don't know why, but it's been so long. I'm a bit chesty to begin with, but let's see if we can find your boobs. If you like Lou. No, that's not right, Betty.
Your phone number, by the way, someone changed your number.
555-0172. I'm also on Facebook and the Twitter.
Everywhere Betty White went, laughter followed. Genius sense of humor, quick improv skills, and natural charisma made her the heart of every set. Hey friends, it's Fragmenter, and in this video, I made the ultimate blooper reel from 10 of Betty's projects. Okay, let's start with her sharpest jokes.
So I'm guessing this is why we're throwing the party?
I don't know. Well, be breathtaking. Watch this. We're doing it the old-fashioned way, where the man is on... No. Oh, we have a sizable sucker American community. What are you laughing at?
Betty gets it.
I haven't had it in so long.
Should we try the lemon meringue?
No, the guys at Pie Curious were right. Once you go blackberry.
She knows how to play it.
Mary, do you help everybody with his problems? You get a lot of credit for it, too. Oh, bless your heart, even affection. I just didn't want to be alone in this thing. I thought if everybody else could come out here and love us. Oh.
He is. Give me a box of paints and a little vodka on the rocks. So he's blind and dumb. And by the end of it, he's going to wish he was deaf. bye. That show he's on. Californication.
Hold on, Betty.
Need to hold on. I can't just say fornication.
What made Betty's bloopers extra special? The way she lovingly roasted her co-stars the moment they messed up. It turned the outtakes into blue comedy gold. Let's roll the classic ones from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Hello, look what we have here, Mr. Grant. Hello.
Hi,
Jeff. Hello. Hello. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that goes for me too. I was mean, rude, and rotten all night.
Oh, Ed, don't apologize. You were just being
rude. The same kind of energy was all too familiar to the cast of Out in Cleveland and The Golden Girls.
She's Rita. Why can't I speak to that?
Because you're British.
That's.
He had to take his mind off his troubles, but I'm not about to cancel my game.
What do you want us to do?
Hold it, please.
He screwed up, Jeff.
Yeah, right.
How about you guys take some ice? I'm going to put a coffee on. Here's a few more cups.
A little louder, honey.
When I was a little girl and had a Belgian waffle stand by the side of the road.
No. You sold Belgian waffles.
You don't know what I sold.
I can't be poor. I'm hot.
Is it too late to return?
Her coasters from Ladies Man and a few other projects didn't escape either.
That is why I'm going to insist to the captain that all champagne and Perrier bottles are to be collected for immediate recycling. Sorry. Heard it again?
No, I thought it was swell.
That is why I'm going to insist that the captain order all champagne. Sorry.
You're hot, aren't you?
And not 6 months after Bruce walks out on you, you show up with a guy that would put Gary Cooper to shame.
Mama, you're jealous.
You got damn right I am.
You don't think it's easy with this child?
Betty had jokes for everyone, even the directors got a taste of her golden punchlines.
This is my play-by-play guide to what makes a big cat
roar!
A big cat.
All right, Betty, you did it brilliant, so just do it brilliant, okay?
Oh, brilliant it was. I thought it was incredibly sexy. And if this comes out, and I'm saying it all with a British accent, you'll understand why.
Fred is not elevator music, it's soft rock. There's a difference.
All up in your face, like elevator.
Oh, you got over that there?
I was doing that on purpose.
To get to know each other, to dig beneath the surface. All right, Jay, did you like it that much?
Give me a vodka stinger. Lots of sting.
Go on, one more time.
You weren't right, I suppose.
But Betty's best jokes weren't always aimed at others. When she turned the spotlight on herself, the results were just as hilarious.
Get me out of here before they come after me. help.
I mean, why do you think I've been making minimum wage better?
One word out of you.
You're not alone. We have each other.
And Joe finally did get married to Victoria.
No.
Joe.
You called
me
Joe.
Joe. Maybe I'm nodding my head.
Well, I can be
teacher, but I must commend you, Willie. I must tell you, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I love Fred and said you well, but I'm sure you had time to.
Yes,
Could you imagine working with her? I mean, really, could you imagine? Betty White was a different type of comedian, okay? She was funny, and I guess off camera, she was even funnier. She had a really good sense of humor, which everybody needs anymore. And sometimes, you know, the bloopers that are out there, they can get kind of nasty. And they didn't exactly show a lot of bloopers, if you know what I mean. Well, what else do we have here for bloopers? Well, I've got some more. And I'll tell you what, let's see what we've got. Because, you know, you got to have a little fun once in a while with bloopers. Let's see what else we have. TV bloopers. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, falls off.
Can I take that again?
Oh. Hello.
Don't even say the secret word, they went an extra $100.
Go out in the garden and see if we can't see the seal that Mr. Dean has in the garden for us. Right? Seal, that's right. Come on, let's take a look.
Wow, what's he doing right around the garden, Mr. Dean?
Well, there you are.
There we go. We'll put the fire out and you'll see something really exciting.
Live TV.
Well, let's sit down and relax and see if our hands will work.
They're still putting it out.
Oh yeah, let's see if we can try once more and we'll put the fire out. And there it is. Are you hurt?
This thing threw me. What is it? Here we are, senor, from soup to lunch.
Ran in two squadrons bombers. Take a 111. Detective cover one squadron to Messerschmitt 110. Time we intercepted Lou, we were at the limit of our range. Gary, of course, planning the raid and figured on that. The result is they just couldn't hang on long. I think we got two 110s. I'm not sure, but they were probably.
Burn his nose.
Now, this was a fire. I know just what to do.
Well, I've been at sea for 30 years and I can't swim a stroke. Beautiful, Eddie.
Hello, this is Tom Snyder. Please join us for the contact program Thursday morning. Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry. The other thing that will kind of be keeping us cloudy is Tropical Storm Dennis. We've been talking about Dennis for quite a while.
There goes the numbers.
You know, firemen are courageous. They're there when you need them. But about the hose.
That's not where the actor should have taken a fall, but he forgot.
Right here. Should have known it was you guys.
Some of the guys fast, Mr. Gaines.
They don't want to come.
Boy, this is going to be a tough one.
For all the breaks I gave you.
There it goes.
You think that, but you don't know.
Hold up, my baby.
I wonder if he was drunk.
This is exactly as it ran on the air.
Look at all this food. It's yours. All right. Look at all this food.
So far, so good.
What's this?
You.
Yeah, look at all that food.
Scene J159.
Take one.
Hi, Mom.
We always keep the cell frost free.
It's frozen shut.
There's never anything you have to do. When the door has been opened and closed for that time, after the box fixing time, well, magic counter button sends a signal that starts the frost free system to work. Door opens completely automatically.
All right, John, I'll get right down to the point. I want to do a big toothpick picture with you.
By the South Dakota State Legislature this year.
Does this look like a woman out of shape to you?
Hmm? What a time.
Tales of Wells Fargo.
It's a good show, but this particular scene came out a little weird. I mean, first the Indian attacks. He gets hit. Falls. Loses his hair. Then gets back up and runs away with a new head of hair. Man, I wish I could grow hair that fast.
Oh!
Now here's the wildest blooper or goo that I've ever seen from the Wild Wild West. You see, Jim West is fighting this guy who's clearly not an Indian. But when he falls into a ravine, he instantly becomes a dummy made up to look like an American Indian. I mean, I know, I just don't have the words.
I don't have the words either. But speaking of words, hey, we've got some other stuff going on here. If I click the right button, ooh, there I am. Hey, speaking of words, we haven't talked about Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks, and you didn't think I'd get that in. Well, let's go ahead and do that very quickly, and we'll do some more bloopers before we have to bloop out of here, okay? So let's see where we're going with Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks. Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks. Check them out on Facebook. You thought I'd say YouTube, but no, check them out on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, here's some of the stuff that he does, whether or not it's the clockwork pens or it's the blanks or, gee whiz, different types of utensils. He does it all, does a very good job. You can take a look at the pen that he does here. And that's got carbon fiber on the inside of the blank. And then he also has the, I guess it's the gun cocking action on the pen. It's a neat pen. He also has other stuff out there too. And all the pens come out beautifully. There's the clockwork pen. And he does a fantastic job. And that's Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Wow, we've got to get going on another thing here. Let's see here. If I get back to the buttons, so much for Rusty Duck's. Ah, no, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. We have to do that. And we talked about that. If I just hit the right button. Tonight, I don't know what's going on with me. I've got way too much stuff going on. But let's see what we can get back to the bloopers. I feel like it's late night movies or something doing this stuff. Anyhow, let's go back to the bloopers. And here we go. TV and movie bloopers, falls, trips, slips, and prop failure. Let's watch this one.
You know how cut and dry they are about their coverage.
Don't do that again. You have to come on, all right.
In this scene from the spooky Beyond Belief, the climax reveals that this man is a real vampire.
Well, when this hot new Fiero, this Fiero's so hot, it's warm by itself.
These are low prices.
I think we're going to come out of this all right.
I don't know why I'm feeling totally positive about this. Yes.
Sit. Canine Center is Nevada's largest training programs to train your stupid dog to do exactly what Chris gets to.
Whoa. That's from General Cuthbert.
Here's your side.
Three judges.
Jump up.
You can fly anywhere at an unbelievably low cost. Just let him repeat.
That human treaty, we divide by.
Oh.
Can I take that again?
I think that's a rerun.
Oh.
What do you know? I did the same thing. Oh my God. Wow. I didn't plan on having a rerun. I thought I was going to have Superman doing things that he would normally be doing with bloopers. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got tonight. Talk about bloopers. I think I have a few bloopers too. Anyhow, it's fun, isn't it? Just to be able to sit back and watch other shows mess up. We got to kick back. We got to relax. We got to enjoy life a little bit because everything's kind of crazy out there. You know, you got the crazies out in, Portland with the Antifa riots and everything. Why do we have riots? Can't everybody learn to behave in the same sandbox? Well, with that, guys, that's all I've got tonight. Those are my bloopers, and I'm sticking to them. And I hope you have a good week, and we will see you on Money and Change this Sunday at 7 p.m. So check us out. Have a good week. Stay sane, and kick back and enjoy life a little bit. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.